As an ANC member, we have always believed that we need to build relationships with non-governmental and civil society organizations. And the work that is being done here is very important, both for the future of the country, but for the future of democracy and the citizens as well. And today is Mandela Day. Today is a day we need to recall the aspirations that Mandela and his generation had for us as a democracy and as a country. And it's an important occasion on which all of us need to reflect on what progress we've made, but also some of the tough things that we need to do to get the country going again, including creating jobs for young people, getting our economy to work better, and of course getting our politics to work better as well. So all of these initiatives should be welcome as an important contribution towards enriching our democracy and giving citizens a dynamic role in that democracy as well. Corruption in South Africa, but indeed in the world, both amongst business and governments and civil society as well, is a cancer that A, we need to be a lot more mindful of, and B, a cancer that we need to actually fight. So state capture is a serious issue in South Africa. It's a serious issue because public monies contributed by the taxpayers of South Africa or borrowed in the name of the taxpayers of South Africa is being filtered away for the benefit of a handful of foreigners and locals in South Africa. Is that fair to the 7 million young people who are walking the streets? Obviously no. Is it fair to the majority of workers in South Africa who earn less than 3,700 a month? Obviously no as well. Is it fair to those who actually still don't have roads to travel on, marketplaces to go to, and other forms of infrastructure, both in rural South Africa, but in our informal settlements as well? No. So that money should actually be used to improve the lives of South Africans. And today is an important day on which all of us can say we want to get South Africa onto the right road again and build on the successes we've had, because we've done wonderfully well over the last 20 years. Now let's build on it, and let's build on it in an accelerated way. On Mandela Day, we've got to ask ourselves, what were the aspirations that Nelson Mandela and his generation had for our country? In part, we fulfilled that aspiration. In part, we still have to fulfill it. If the president or anybody else is not helping us to fulfill that aspiration, which is very low unemployment, very low inequality, virtually no poverty, and all South Africans enjoying a better standard of life, and South Africa regaining its reputation in the world as this miracle country that had a fantastic transition in 1994, and a transition on which we can actually build on and continue to transform this country to benefit the majority of South Africans, then clearly we must have a situation where those who are responsible must move aside and let good people run this country so that we can achieve those aspirations. And as I said repeatedly, Mandela Day is an important day on which we can recommit ourselves to that. And all leaders, you know, from time to time need to have the humility to say, I've done my bit, perhaps I'm overstaying my stay, let me leave it to the next generation to take over and get a leadership that can fulfill the fantastic potential we have as this country. There are various processes in this country. There are processes within the ANC, and there are processes within the governmental or constitutional system. The vote of no confidence is one such instance. But as you know, there have been other instances over the last couple of months as well, where similar calls have been made both within the ANC and outside of the ANC as well. So I have the highest regard for Dr. Khoza and the stance that she has taken. And there are many others who share that view as well. But let's see what the speaker decides on the question of the secret ballot. And we'll take our cue on the 8th of August from some of those decisions.
But it will be with your conscience.
Hold on, that's very clear.